The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. And thank you for joining us today, ladies and gentlemen. You got to remember, we're on island time.
Yeah, here. And we have a new big board. So, do we have mic two?
And we have mic two on. Right. Yeah, we got you.
We got
Amy.
Mic one, we got mic two.
And Amy, we are putting you, Amy's good. Rachel, we got to get you over here. Testing.
You gotta hit that blue button. Yeah.
Hello, testing.
All right, we got everybody
yes.
here. I think we got
yes,
it together.
Yes, we are on fire.
Well, we are on fire, you could say that. I have a different view. I think we're kind of smoldering myself in here. But yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in today for Adventures in Recovery. I've got two really interesting guests here. I think one of our guests practically lives at the station here. We got Amy Dreher here, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, Amy.
Hi, welcome back to me.
Between Brown Briefly and this show, and thanks to you, I even have my show because it was you 2 years ago that introduced me and welcomed me here to Voice of Vashon.
Yeah, no, it's a pretty cool spot. Truman was telling us about how, you know, he spends most of the day here on Tuesday, and I thought, that sounds great.
Yeah, I would love it.
Yeah.
Except I got other things to do on the island.
Yeah.
Such as helping people and getting to meet interesting folks like Rachel Heddick, our other guest today, that's also with Vashon Household. Welcome, Rachel.
Thank you for having me. It's nice to be here, Tom. It's nice to see you again.
Well, yeah, thanks. I get to see Rachel on occasion in part of the role I play on the island in helping people help themselves. Mm-hmm. So why don't we start with Amy? Can you tell us, I know you've been with the housing, I mean, you played a huge role with the Chamber of Commerce here for a long time. Then that transitioned to?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been at Vashon Household now for a year. I think June 1st was my anniversary for full time.
Happy anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At Vashon Household. So yeah, I have to say, I think I've learned quite a bit about Vashon Household, about housing, about the island, about the level, you know, kind of like the scope of need that we have on the island for affordable housing. You know, we have, Vashon Household has 6 rental properties and 128 units across those 6 properties, and then another 38 affordable homeownership units, which is a lot and it's fantastic, but we still have about 250 people on our wait list who could use housing right now. So we know that we're meeting some need that is pretty deep and pretty dire, but we also know that the challenge ahead of us is still steep.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people that don't live on Vashon kind of have a vibe that Vashon's kind of bougie.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, folks, I'm here to tell you, we cover all spectrums.
Yes.
We really do. And there's a lot of great social services here. And that's what these two ladies help with, the housing aspect. We still have people that are living in the woods.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so let's say somebody gets to the point where they're ready to meet certain parameters, mm-hmm. and maybe you can fill us in on what some of those qualifications are, to be able to have a roof over their head.
Well, I mean, number one, you know, just coming in and getting on the wait list is recommended. If you think you're in need, or if you think you're going to be in need, you know, you might be in a situation where you're able to rent right now, but if you lose that rental, you're not going to have a place on the island because the wait list can be so lengthy. Get on it now. You can always turn it down or ask to be put on the end of it when we finally call you. You can. It's just good to have that security in place. So anybody I recommend who think they might be in need would come in or go online to our website at vashonhousehold.org and fill out the application.
Okay. Let's say if a person by chance doesn't have access to the web,
yep.
What's the best way for them to get a hold of an application or get assistance in filling an application out?
Well, come in and see us or any of our social service partners. Honestly, we all know how to reach out to each other. And so if they're already working with somebody and they need help with housing, chances are that person's also going to reach out to us. I mean, I know Tom and I, we've done that for people as well.
Absolutely.
Just to kind of help connect those dots. And I mean, sometimes we run into folks who need assistance filling out the application.
Yep.
So we kind of, we work together to be able to accomplish those goals and make sure that we can help people as best as possible. But aside from that, just coming to the office at JG Commons, which is 17300 97th Place Southwest.
Did you get that, folks?
Yep. That's at the end of that court there on the right-hand side. You can come to our office Monday through Friday between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. and come pick up a paper application. And we have those available in English and Spanish.
I love that about our community. Yeah, it's at the end of that one court.
Yeah.
It's like, Oh, that's all you had to say.
I hesitated to give like landmarks and like, you know, go past this tree and...
Yeah.
You know.
Well, you have to know, you kind of have to know your east, west, north, south here.
Yeah.
And that it does help to have, you know, Mount Rainier.
Yes.
And, you know, yes. Like you have two sets of mountains, unfortunately, on either side of the island. So you can't say go toward the mountains, right? Mm. At least, you know, Mount Rainier is to the south, guys.
Well, that's how I do it by the ferry. Mm-hmm. Is that at the Tacoma ferry end or is it at the Seattle ferry end?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wonderful. So, and I also need to put in a pitch for Vashon Youth and Family Services.
Yes.
Several of our clinicians there will assist anybody, mm-hmm. regardless if they're a client or not, will help you fill out those applications mm-hmm. and get the ball rolling, because it is a process.
It is. It can be daunting. You know, I think that's one of the things we take into consideration is that so many of these processes that are out there to help with resources are challenging in general.
Oh, yeah.
And so just if you need the help, don't hesitate to ask for help. Don't hesitate to ask a staff member or to reach out to one of our other social service providers on the island to help you with that.
It can definitely be overwhelming.
Yep.
Because mm-hmm. some of the people maybe already have some anxiety issues mm-hmm. and, you know, you start a process and it's like, oh, forget it.
Yep.
It's too much for some people. Yep. And we get that. We understand that.
Yeah, but there's always a way to navigate it.
Yeah, and the waitlist process isn't that intensive, correct?
Right.
The waitlist process is much more sort of what's your name, you know, mm-hmm, what kind of housing are you looking for? Mm-hmm. You know, like, as in like one bedroom, two bedroom, right? It's much simpler questions that you should, you know, kind of you would already know that, right? That what you needed mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. So mm-hmm. the wait list is much easier. And then, you know, once your time comes up on the wait list and we call you and say, hey, we have something for you, then there's a little bit more process to it, right? Income qualification and that kind of thing. And our staff does help walk you through that mm-hmm. part.
So if somebody does not have internet access, would you follow that up with a phone call too? Because I know sometimes they're notified via email.
Right. We will use whatever forms of contact information we have on the wait list to reach out to that person to follow up. And on that note, it's really important, if you can, to contact us and let us know when your contact information has changed. Because if you don't change that and we call you a year or two later, and we don't have accurate contact information, we can't do much more than that. You
Good
know?
Point.
So,
and if I'm not mistaken, that contact can also be in the form of a caregiver.
You could have an advocate or a secondary contact that you want to add there, like someone that you just know is going to be your consistent mm-hmm. person. I have a lot of folks that use a family member's address that are currently unhoused. And so they use their family member's address for their mailing address to just help support getting the communications to them.
And you guys really, you're covering all bases for these folks.
We're trying.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're trying.
Well, it's not just that you're trying, Amy. You're doing it. I'm
yeah.
serious.
Yeah.
People
yeah.
are getting housed thanks to you guys.
Yeah.
And I know there's a lot of work behind the scenes as far as maybe grants and certain things with King County mm-hmm. and a lot of red tape you have to go through, some things with veterans, mm-hmm. some things with handicap. I mean, there are different qualifications and different standards that some people might have to meet, and you help them jump through those hoops.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's no hoop that we lay down that we're not asking because the government is asking us to report it, right? So if it's on our form, it's because we need to report it in some way. And I would say that our staff probably, you know, for every sort of, you know, form that comes in, application for housing XYZ, for every hour that someone might spend, our staff probably spends 2-3 or more hours, you know, kind of processing that and then reporting that back to the government and, you know, our grant makers and all that kind of stuff. So everything that you're feeling on the front end, we're definitely supporting you on the back end as best we can. Mm-hmm.
So certain statistics have to be reported. But having said that, it's also important to know that everything is under strict confidentiality as well, practicing mm-hmm. HIPAA laws mm-hmm. and things like that. So, mm-hmm. well, this is fascinating, and I'm so glad we have both of you with us today, because we're going to hear more from Rachel and Amy right after this. You know, it's kind of a smooth jazz kind of day.
I kind of felt like I was on my yacht listening to that. Yeah. On my, not my Zucker yacht. What do they call that? The Zucker something, that giant yacht that he owns from Facebook guy.
Yeah.
That came in. It was like, it dwarfed a ferry. They showed a picture of it. It's like twice the size of a ferry, three times the size of a ferry. Anyway, yeah. I felt like I was out on the salty ocean catching a breeze and feeling mellow.
When you mentioned that, it reminds me of that TV show, Below Deck.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, that's a yacht, too. Zuckerberg's yacht is about five times that size.
Yeah.
But it's too much.
Yeah, it is.
It's too much. And I'll see one of those sometimes when I'm on a cruise, because I do like to take a lot of cruises. I mean, it's the all-inclusive trip where your meals are covered, your room is paid for, mm-hmm. you meet great people from all over the world. In fact, I've done shows live interviewing folks. One was done in Mexico, and another one was actually done in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean last month in April. And I mean, just the magic of radio and the fun stuff we get to do with this little island station of ours here on Vashon. So in case you just tuned in with us, ladies and gentlemen, we have Amy Dreher here and the lovely and talented Rachel it's Rachel Hedrick from Vashon Housing as well.
Hedrick.
It's Hedrick. I've got it in my phone wrong. I'm so sorry.
Like Hattrick, but.
That's what I use, but it's with an E.
Yeah, Hattrick with an E.
Or just Rachel's fine. I don't mind being like a one-namer, like Cher or Madonna. Like, I'll take it.
Well, you're already just famous on the island for all the work you do anyway.
Oh, geez.
Just Rachel.
Don't let Rachel catch you.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
No, it's good, but, you know, everybody needs mom.
Well, I'll tell you what. No, you know what it tells me?
It's a loving relationship, even with, you know, even when there's challenges. It is kind of, it's not, I don't mean to be like maternal in it, but there is a lot of compassion and understanding, but also some accountability and like, we're going to grow together. We're going to figure this out.
Well, it tells me that people on this island have a lot of respect for you. And that's what it's all about.
Oh, I appreciate
you really hold
that.
No, you hold the standard very high.
Oh, thank you.
And people appreciate that, and your work you know, speaks for itself.
Mm, thank you.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Now, Amy, you know, you wear so many hats on the island. When I first met you, you had a one-person crusade that you headed up on being able to distribute fentanyl test strips.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes. That was after we had a couple. We've had more than a few, but we'd had a couple losses from overdose kind of in a row. And there had been some test strips, and there was not really a systemized distribution of Narcan and fentanyl mm-hmm. test strips. And festival was coming up, and summer was coming up, and I am a commissioner for Vashon Fire and Rescue, and learned through that relationship that their mobile integrated health program had access to test strips. And mm-hmm. so I was like, wow, you can get me a bunch of test strips. I can get other people a bunch of test strips. Like, we can get them out there. So started doing that. And I think Mobile Integrated Health now does more routine distribution of test strips around the community. They've kind of taken that on. And I try to check in every once in a while on Narcan and test strips and just make sure folks still have mm-hmm. them. But mm-hmm. yeah, it was something we needed. And I see, you know, you see now a lot more people stepping up. There's the roadside kit mm-hmm. down just down the highway from town, south of town right now, that has really, really critical stuff. And, you know, if you go over town, there's, you know, free dispensing machines mm-hmm. for that kind of stuff everywhere. Yeah. Right. And so, you know, we've kind of had someone step up, as Vashon mm-hmm. does. Right. Mm-hmm. We always see all the resources and support folks get mm-hmm. over in the big city. And then we got to figure out how to do it for ourselves. Right. So
we have
step
to Vashonize it.
We do. We got to do it for ourselves. So, mm-hmm. but hopefully, you know, at some point it'd be great to have the county come in and, you know, do what they do over town in terms of those kind of resources and supports.
Well, I don't know about Seattle, but I can tell you right now, if anybody ever goes into Pierce County, Tacoma, there's a library on 56th and Pacific. It's a public library. There's one of the vending machines is right there. You just go in and push the number, and out pops your Narcan kit. Mm-hmm. There's no cost, mm-hmm. no questions asked. Get as many as you need, because oftentimes the person that you're reviving might need more than one dose.
Yep.
I've heard of people needing up to 5 and 6.
Yeah.
Just to revive them, but they're alive today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
That's critical.
Yeah. It's a public health investment.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So.
And it can happen accidentally.
Absolutely.
I think that's something that people also have to pay attention to.
Oh. Yeah. I just heard recently about somebody that just got out of treatment, and they'd been clean for, what, over 30 days, and the stress got to them for whatever their living situation was, and they scored some dope, used, but their tolerance had gone down mm-hmm. so much over that mm-hmm. month and a half mm-hmm. that they did their normal dose. And in fact, I got to be friends with this person's mother. She went in to, you know, jostle his shoulder to wake him up in the morning. And that touch already told her he was gone.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know. My heart just goes out to these stories. And that person wasn't doing a regular overdose or to a suicide or anything yeah. like that. And I keep hearing more and more about this being the actual situation.
Yes.
Because
yeah.
you don't understand how these manufacturers are adding certain components to the fentanyl.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking about a variety of large animal tranquilizers.
Wow.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And having said that, I think we should also address the fact that there's other situations out there I'd really like the public to be aware of that I think we're going to probably address right after this. Thank you. thanks again for being with us today on Adventures in Recovery. And you know, it's worth noting again, too, that when you hear the word recovery, what does that mean to you? It doesn't have to scare you. It doesn't mean you're addicted to anything. Recovery is a term for making a positive change in your life. Trying something new, maybe. You know, I try to start my day out. I don't do it every day, but with some kind of a positive affirmation. And sometimes I'll just look one up and see, what's the daily affirmation today? And I won't know what it is ahead of time, but it's something dealing with some form of self-improvement. You know, maybe it's something as simple as, you know what? I am not going to gossip today. And then I had to remind myself, well, I'll tell you what, gossiping can be very sneaky. Because if you're talking to somebody else about another person, if the third person isn't there and isn't present, that's gossip.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have to define it and call it what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So who can we talk about?
Right? What if you're saying, like, awesome things?
Well, that's a little different. That, I think, goes into the category of sending out positive vibes to that person.
Yes, okay. Yes. Okay.
How about that?
Okay. I like that. I like that.
You know, I mentioned we were going to mention something about what you don't hear a whole lot of people talk about. And when you've driven by a certain maybe little convenience store or mom and pop store or something, you might see a sign out front that says, "We have Kratom." And most people are going, "What the hell is Kratom? What is Kratom?" Well, they want to market it as being something very innocent that if you ingest or smoke or however you're going to do it, just calms you down. Well, do you remember when bath salts were kind of the rage?
Yeah, oh
and
my
all
gosh.
The problems with that?
Ugh.
Yeah, and spice?
Mm-hmm.
Same
mm-hmm.
thing. So these are multi-million dollar corporations that are cranking this stuff out, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they keep the recipe just so to where they can fly under the wire.
Mm-hmm.
When the feds do bust them, they just change the recipe.
Mm-hmm. And is it 18 and up to purchase or 21 and up?
You know, I'm not even sure. I wouldn't mind having a 16-year-old going in as a test just to try to buy some.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm here to tell you folks, don't do it. And if you have anybody that you know or you think might be doing it, tell them to do a little bit more research. Because it might not be as deadly as fentanyl, but it's still nasty.
Highly addictive.
And there's so many ways we can modify our emotions and our anxiety and things like that. And the island has so many options. I mean, have you counted the number of yoga places here and massage therapists?
Oh, my gosh.
And, I mean, you've got the... what's the, across from the Indian Treatment Center, across from Thunderbird, you've got that labyrinth you can go on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go see the troll, for God's sake, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, hop on a ferry, enjoy the fresh breeze that we are so blessed with right here. So I'm kind of curious, I'm going to put it out to you two, and do either or both of you have a couple of tips on what you do for modification, for stress?
Do you want me to? I'll start.
Yeah.
Does that work? Because I'm like in the throes of this right now because I was, you know, had a recent car accident and a few other things happen. And when you have life stress on top of the stress of just work, you really have to work to manage it so you can keep functioning, especially when you're helping other folks. And so one of my favorite things to do is there's some breath work that you do that helps to get you out of fight or flight and into rest and digest. And if you do it at bedtime, it helps to improve your deep sleep, your REM sleep. And it's a really easy one because you just take a deep breath, like to the top of your lungs, and then one more at the top of that. And then you exhale through your mouth nice and slow, and then just do that a few times. And that's something that I do every night. And then I try really hard at the end of the day to look back at my day at five things that I was grateful for.
Oh, I love that.
And in
love
the morning, that. I try really hard to think of things like at least three things in my life that I'm grateful for. So nighttime, reflect on that day. Morning, reflect on like the big picture and just try and kind of keep that that mentality. Because if you start with gratitude, it's hard for all the negativity to sleep in. Or just to sleep in. It's hard to sleep in, but to sneak in.
Gratitude is the key.
Yep. Yep.
That is so powerful.
Absolutely.
Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you for asking.
Oh, absolutely. Amy, what are your tips?
Gosh, well, I know, you know, purpose is a big one, especially for folks who work in social services, to be super connected to your why. You know, like, why am I doing this? When something is going on, something's blowing you out, you know, whatever it may be, whether it's your work or, you know, anything else you might be doing, just kind of connecting with that, like, well, why am I doing this? And then remembering that. And then being like, oh, this is why I'm doing it. And it's usually, it's almost always bigger than whatever it is that's going on. Mm-hmm. You know, your why for being there is pretty much always bigger than what's going on. So, you know, for me, it helps me kind of be like, oh yeah. I really love on my way home. I'm lucky enough, we live south. And so we live south of the Burton. So I just, you know, I drive by and I take that curve. And when you do, you know, Outer Quartermaster just opens up.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, oh, this, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's always a good exhale for me. And then, I do, a few years ago, I had reason to sort of learn how to practice, you know, kind of really good mental hygiene, right? Like clarity of and being really disciplined about sort of pushing out intrusive thoughts. It was a really good exercise for me to learn how to like practice really, really good control of what's going on in my head.
Yep.
And especially at night, right, to have kind of like kind of do a meditation, you know, if you have that monkey mind. Right. Like you lay down
monkey
at night.
Mind. I love that.
Right. You lay down at night and all of a sudden, man, you know, the circus tents are up and the clowns are out and, you know, it's like all that stuff eating at you. But it was really helpful for me to learn how to, you know, create like a basically a meditative space, you know, every night. And so once that monkey mind goes, I'm like, nope, nope. Right. Practice good mental hygiene. Push it out of the way. Focus. Clear. And, you know, kind of let rest happen.
Wow. I feel like I just had a couple hours worth of therapy with you two here. You know, for me, I try to do a couple of things. I try to do a little bit of an inventory before I go to sleep. And gratitude plays a big part of it. But before I do that, I have to do an inventory. Have I lied to anybody today?
Oh, interesting.
Or have I kept a secret that I need to talk to somebody all at once? I mean, to clear something up with somebody. And if somebody really pissed me off that day and it's still with me, I find a way to send that person blessings. Just knowing that we're all human. We all have our crap. Nobody's perfect. And at the end of the day, nobody died.
Yeah.
You know, I tend to sometimes, and a lot of people do, what's the word for it? I guess being a drama queen.
Yeah, sure.
You know, sure. We catastrophize.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
There are no big deals. So this Tuesday, the 16th of June, let's remind ourselves, there are no big deals today. Except, I want to thank all of you for listening. That's a big deal to me.
It is.
Knowing that you're out there. And just as a reminder, you can play any past show in the archives on going to www.voiceofashon.org. Scroll down to the archives and replay any show that you want and share it with somebody. So, Rachel, Amy, thank you so much for being with us today. You're both awesome. Would you come back again sometime?
I'd love to.
Of course. And thank you so much, Tom, for inviting us.
My pleasure, everybody. Enjoy this beautiful sunny day here on Vashon. And that is the voice of Vashon. KPL. How do you say it, Amy? I can't. How about KVSH? Vashon. We got our legal idea. See you, everybody.